Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
All right, the Astros will get set for game two tonight on that minor league field. I was watching that on that.
It was different.
Hey, that's got to be tough to kind of get yourself. I mean, obviously you're playing ball, but that's got to be tough to kind of get yourself rolling there to play at that damn minor league field as different. It is a different look.
Took Jake right back home,
different
baby.
Field. Yeah, Jake. No, Jake's a big leaguer now. Well, stop that now. I mean, Jake's been doing that everywhere.
He's just got that childlike vibe to him, you know? You
know, got that childlike vibe.
Feels good in a Little League ballpark.
Khakis.
It's that Little League ballpark. Yeah, no, man, it does. I mean, they're doing the best they can with it. But
Man, how about them Little League days, boys? How about them Little League days, man? Show up out there I'm down that left field line, outside the damn fence, Arrighetti, outside the fence, warming up. Hey, if he's pitching and catching, hey, getting that pin, get loose over here, boys. Get a couple tosses off that
bump. What was your Little League position?
Everything.
It's everything.
Second base.
I was solid there, third base. Maybe slid over, yeah, third and first.
I was short, catcher, and pitch.
Of course you were.
Every year I played baseball, second base.
Yeah.
Mainly probably because I was skinny as hell and didn't have a whole lot of arm strength. But third I was a great defender.
Third and base. Third and first. Yeah, good time.
Yeah, man. How about them times, man? Grade,
yeah.
Beast from the East.
Was there anything better than when old mom and dad, they got you that new bat? Remember when ceramic bats came out? You remember when ceramic bat, they were white. Ceramic bat.
I had to have one, man.
I had to have one.
I had a copperhead.
I remember my
I think
aunt,
that may have been Pony League, though. It wasn't Little League.
My aunt surprised me with the Easton.
Oh, the Easton back in the day? Boy, yeah. Hey, and I kept it old school too. I wanted that silver with that green writing. I didn't want no new.
And then everybody on the team wanted to sweep. Everybody on the team wanted to use. Yeah.
God, man, no. How about uni days, team pick days?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, opening day.
All 10 of y'all get up there, and
Dad's cussing because he's got to get up Sunday morning early as hell.
Hey, could you imagine? Could you imagine like Big Iron? He done smoked 14 darts going up there. His polo shirts all wrinkled. you got a whole different right. You got a whole different like view of it now. When you look back at one of them little league pitchers or something, and Big Earn got one button working on his shirt, and yeah. Them collars all done, it's wrinkled all up. You know what I mean?
Fresh like, out of that refinery.
Yeah, they're either fresh out of the refinery or out of the old watering hole, drunk yep. In the front yard smoking cigarettes. One of the two. I mean, back then you look, hey man, Dad, I'm glad you made it, man. Love you, Dad. This is fun. Now you look at it and you go, boy, that son of a buck had a good time the night before, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Them boys must have tore it up Friday night, man. Saturday morning was rough on Big Earn.
Hey, I used to. There was a, when I played, our little league park was walking distance from it.
Really?
Up the street from the house.
Oh, that is tremendous.
So I would just be, up there all day.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I just sit up there all day.
Play some catch
with some people.
Are y'all too young for snow cones?
Oh, no.
No.
Used to.
Get you a foul ball, get you a free snow cone?
They wouldn't
give no free.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to be honest with you. This may be a three Americas thing.
I'm about to say, they wasn't giving away no damn
I'm going to tell you
free.
What, Tyler.
Three Americas.
No, I said three America. I'm going to tell you what. Come over to Pelly Park and play. As a white boy, come over to Pelly Park and play wall ball if you want to.
Old Central Little League?
That's it, Central. Come the old one, too. I ain't talking about that new one they built.
I know.
Now, come on over and play a little wall ball back there, boys.
I did.
Oh.
They wasn't giving away nothing free at South Suburban. Let me say that right now.
A lot of spread eagle going on.
They weren't giving away nothing.
Get up against that wall.
Hey, they used to torture my white ass out there, boy. I used to think,
boy, they are out there making a killing on these damn pickles. That's what you always see people out there. The big ass pickles. Just a killing out there. I'd be out there all day kind of hanging around the concessions a little bit. They finally give me a hot dog and give me something for free.
Yo, concession snacks were freaking good, man.
Especially at you know, 10.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was it, boy.
It's a bunch of sugar and fried
there,
stuff.
Don't hit me too hard, man.
Clint's doing spread eagle on the YouTube stream.
If you're
right
on
now.
YouTube at Twitch, you can see Clint Sterner.
Oh,
it's really just taking back.
That takes me straight to Pelly Park. I mean, graffiti on the wall that I'm hugging, and they are trying to, I mean, they ain't no mercy. They're trying to hit me square in the middle of my back. Oh, man, what the day. I remember days going out there, I was deathly afraid of playing. I ain't playing. Mom, I don't want to go tonight, Mom. I'm not playing.
I don't mean to bring it down real quick. I do want to let you know about these Astros injuries.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, Jordan's big ass ain't never experienced what I did at Little League Park.
No.
Unless this hand situation's from a bunch of wall ball when he was a kid.
Oh, good point. Old injury.
I'm about to say, I wonder what kind of upbringing he was having there.
They always aim from my hands.
I don't know, but I guarantee his big ass didn't get picked on.
There's a report on Yordan Alvarez, and he spoke before yesterday's win, said it's been frustrating. Alvarez said, I didn't think it was going to take this long, but obviously it's been longer than what I anticipated. Alvarez admitted that his hand has gotten a lot better, quote, but he has yet to advance past hitting off a tee or doing soft toss in the batting cages. And he still isn't swinging at 100%. And that, when you pair that with Spencer Arrighetti, who the last time we heard was there's no timetable for Spencer Arrighetti. And as Clint has so eloquently put, it's his throwing hand. So he ain't been throwing no balls. So he has got to get his arm back up.
Well, this is not good.
To pace where a starter would throw. So, I mean, I don't know when this is going to happen, but when they said he was hitting in the cages, Clint, I will admit I thought that that was more than just hitting off a tee and doing soft toss.
And still having pain while doing so.
Woo! This is subcut. Like,
I thought it was him getting work, not him seeing if he could swing still.
Yeah, man, this is I'm trying not to get to concern level yet here with Yordan. I'm trying real hard not to get to concern level right now. But hey, man, my man been down since what, May 2nd?
3 weeks, borderline 3 weeks.
Like he said, it's a lot better. Like this is a pain that just like you ain't ready to swing 100% yet from inflammation. That was what it was reported. Now knowing the Astros. Inflammation could be
hairline
a small fracture, but
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
But then, but that, like, this is between both of those guys, Clint, these hand injuries with both of them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't appear to be close.
And going back to, I mean, for me, it, 2022, I mean, we've seen this hand thing with Jordan. And for it to rear its ugly head again. I mean, I think there might be something. Remember, they decided against surgery back then. That was the year we won the World Series. The Astros won the World Series in 2022.
Oh, yeah, it was giving him problems.
But he had some serious hand problems back then, if you remember. And the Astros, at the end of the day, ended up deciding, no, we don't think surgery. Don't think it's necessary. They did whatever treatment.
He's not swinging 100% yet? Again, like when you heard them say
he's not even pain-free yet.
He's in the cages. Like, what did you, like, he's in.
Could be tomorrow.
I thought maybe he's getting some machine pitch action thrown to him. Maybe something from a pitching coach or something.
Crazy Jay's pitch machine.
This is off the day. He's doing what Nicholas is doing. Off the tee and soft toss.
Is he throwing off a pitch back yet?
Well, you want to shift us hard towards Texans OTAs. Let Jordan be done.
Lord, man.
You want to shift us hard towards it. What was him done?
I think the Rockets might get to him for the offseason for that.
Rafael
man,
Stone.
I'm gonna wait a week here. We get a week or so away with these similar reports of. And again, like I'm gonna need a 2 to 3 day report on Spencer Arrigetti. I need more frequent reports on Spencer Arrigetti. You can't just hit me with the yeah, no timetable last week, and then that we just gonna roll another 2 weeks.
Big Gordo, he just bought old Joe a spot a couple more days of being silent on that Arrigetti front, didn't he?
Yeah, that's it. Good God!
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Lord, man, we're in 3 weeks. We're about a month. Yeah, his hurts. All right, coming
Who's
up.
Who's going to be back first, Patrick Creighton or Jordan on, Alvarez?
Well, Patrick's supposed to be back tonight, so I think Patrick might have the big man beat.
Is PC or Jordan Alvarez? Which one's back in the saddle?
Be cautious with Creighton tonight.
That's a good point.
I think Creighton is swinging more than off the tee. I think he's I think he's swinging without pain.
Yeah.
I think he'll be in here.
Yeah.
He'll be in here. He may have had a problem with our real or fake question about Jose Altuve. We might have that again. Oh, yeah. Get well. Get better, PC.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear the other day.
Yeah.
Coming up. Joe Mixon's usage next.
All right.